Welcome to Visit Bentonville's podcast, A New American Town. As always, we're coming to you from Haxton Road Studios off the bustling Bentonville Square, and I'm your host, Alan Woody. I'm joined today by Kelly and Shelley. They're with the city of Bentonville, and some huge changes and some really cool changes and fun changes are coming to Creekside Park. Kelly, tell me a little bit about some of it. We've got a whole like athletic section and then a whole art section for all of us, right?
That's right. So something for everyone. The park is featuring, it's 25 acres. It features over 1 mile of bike trail that will connect to the rest of the Bentonville's bike system. It also has a great splash pad, a huge covered pavilion. It has a lit dog park, first one in Bentonville. It has an 8-court pickleball court Neat. Complex. And most exciting, we have a first in the state of Arkansas, a first for cricket. It's a cricket pitch field that is a community regulation size field.
Do I smell new sports? New sports! Yes, we can get excited about some new sports. I can't wait. Tell, how did that come about? Like, whose idea? Well, you were sitting in a meeting, like, hey, we've got acres and acres here in the middle of Bentonville. What do we do? Cricket is the answer.
It's actually a part of our master plan for the park system that was published in 2017, and it was originally slated for Memorial Park. But once the community cricket players were approached, they said that they felt that the location of Creekside Park would be better suited for the community, just more centrally located for everybody lives.
That's very cool. Is this like adult league cricket, or is it, and it, could it be for beginners too, if we're just interested in picking up something new?
You bet. I do see it evolving sure. into youth leagues, just like it has around the rest of the country. Right now, we have about 300 adult rec players. Super
wow, that's exciting.
We have a cricket association in Bentonville.
Very cool. And you guys have events coming up this weekend to get everybody familiar with the park in general.
That's right, Woody. We have our grand opening on Saturday, June 17th from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. And it'll be kicked off with a cricket match at 10 a.m. sharp.
What a great way to learn more about cricket,
That's
right?
That's right. Come out and watch it. We have a green lawn kind of amphitheater seating for folks, so bring your blanket. And then at 11 o'clock, we'll break away from the matches to start our public program with some speeches and with our public art unveiling.
And so a cricket game is a match.
That's right. Right.
Okay. And what's the field called? Is it like a diamond?
That's the pitch. So you've got the field with the pitch in the middle.
Right. Of course it's
that's about the extent of my
And that's about the extent of my cricket knowledge as well, which is why it's so exciting to have something new that we can learn about right here in Bentonville. Very cool. Now, Shelley, you're a little bit more on the art side and you have some amazing art experiences coming to Creekside Park as well.
We do. We have a new piece that's going to be unveiled this weekend as part of the Creekside grand opening. And this piece is really to reflect this kind of really with the new cricket pitch and its relationship to our community, being the one first one in Arkansas, we wanted a piece of artwork that really reflected that. So we have a very large art piece going in. It's a 31-foot long installation that is, it's called Uppercut. It's by artist Alvaro Bonfiglio. He's out of New York. And what the artwork is a sculpture of a gigantic cricket bat with two of the gloves holding the bat in a motion called an uppercut, which is a swing in cricket, I believe.
And a punch. It comes up. Yeah. Very good. Very cool. And I can actually picture that in my head. At 31 feet, that is huge.
It's pretty large. Yeah, it's going to be one of our largest installations for the Public Art Advisory Committee.
Really, really exciting. And you guys have to be really pumped about that. Is it actually done now or is it going in over the course of the next couple of months?
It is. Should be finished today. So it will be ready.
I drove by there earlier and it just was not done. I'm kidding.
It is getting close. It is getting close. Yeah, so it should be ready for the unveiling on Saturday.
Very nice. One of the other cool things you've got going on is a destination playground, which sounds pretty amazing, Kelly. What is a destination playground?
Well, that's a unique expression. I would say for this particular, there are such things as destination playgrounds, and we do have one in the books for the future, but the destination piece of this particular park is more about the splash pad. The playground, while unique, would not necessarily qualify as a destination playground, but it is made up of this kind of spider web configuration as it attaches to these beams of wood, which we don't have anything like that yet in a public park in Bentonville. So that's kind of
unique. So it is a destination in that sense. And you're working on a true destination park as well, which is cool.
Yes.
All right. Is there anything we missed? Anything we didn't talk about on this particular episode?
Well, part of the draw on Saturday is lots of activity, some food trucks, some informational booths, and the mayor will be speaking. So come on out.
Again, that's this Saturday, and we start at what time?
10 a.m.
10 a.m. with a cricket match on the cricket pitch, which no other park in Arkansas has, which is very cool. And then we get right into the mayor talking, telling us more about the park. And of course, it's a park, so it's all about the enjoyment and the splash pad for the kids as well.
That's right.
Very, very cool. Can't wait to see that big giant art installation also. Kelly, Shelley, thank you so much for visiting with us today. And thanks to everyone listening. Remember, you can catch all of the New American Town podcast episodes on streaming channels, following our social platforms, or going to visitbentonville.com. Don't forget to follow Visit Bentonville on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, and TikTok. We have many exciting events coming to Bentonville in 2023. Check out our event calendar and plan your trip today. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time.